I'm Kate Raphael, and it's International Women's Day here on KPFA 94.1 FM. Today, I'm honored to be speaking with Jamila Alshanti, who is a professor at the Islamic University in Gaza and a newly elected representative to the Palestinian Legislative Council. So, Jamila, first of all, congratulations, Mabruk, on having been elected to the Palestinian Legislative Council.
Thank you very much.
We've heard a lot here about people's reactions to the election of Hamas, but we really don't know very much about what the party stands for. So could you please start by telling me what your personal goals are as a woman and a member of the Legislative Council, and what the goals of your party are?
You know that I was elected on the list of Hamas. We are going to apply Hamas program, which is comprehensive. But as a woman, I will put my perfect insight on the woman activities, because while our election campaign, we were meeting a lot of women and we hearing their problems, and we promise them to put their problems on our tables on the PEL. Firstly, you know that every year we have a large number of graduated students from universities, and they are without work. We are going to find, to help them to find jobs in different fields, in education, in teaching, in farming, so on. The disabled woman, we haven't civilized institutes or charities to keep the right for this field of women in education, in healthy, and to have their, where we are going to accommodate their situation in the society by building different institutes for them, helping them to have work in universities, in schools. Number three, there are the women who lived near the border, whose farms and houses were destroyed by the military, the Israeli military. We are going to stand by them by rebuilding their farms, help them to rebuild their houses, to find something good for them. In general, these are the different aspects to help the women in Palestine, inshallah ta'ala.
So one of the things that I know is in the Hamas platform is to impose or to promote the Sharia law. But you didn't mention that. Is that part of what you're hoping to do?
You know that we are a Muslim country, and the participle of ideas of Islam are applied. These are not waiting us to apply it. But you know that we are going to spread our ideas, to spread our thoughts, to spread our ideology. Not to force the others to apply it. Only we are going to spread it, to teach it. But not by forcing. Hamas is not going to force others to do what we love or what we like. No.
So would you oppose a law, if someone were to introduce a law to require women to cover their heads, as there is such a law, say, in Iran, would you oppose that law or would you support it?
No. We are not going to do that. But the woman, by our good practicing, maybe they imitate us when they saw that we are fighting corruption, we are doing well in the society, and you saw that some ideas are taking by imitating when the others loved you. When the people, our people, find that we are doing well, we are helping them, we are standing by him, stand by all the people from different movements, from different kinds. All the people we are going to send, maybe they convince of our ideas. But I told all the world, all my people, Palestinian people, to be calm, that we are not going to force anyone to cover head, to do anything, but we are going to show them our ideas, to show them our ideology, to show them our thoughts only.
So I think a lot of people were surprised that women were elected from the Hamas list. Can you talk about how you became involved with Hamas and how you made the decision to run for the legislature as a representative of Hamas?
They surprised, I think, not the women or our Palestinian people. Maybe outside in Western and other countries who are far away, because they don't Hamas well. In Hamas, we treat with the balanced Islam, with the comprehensive Islam, with the origin Islam. The origin, the comprehensive, the balanced, which is not tolerance, which is terrorism, and so on. So it's the first time that Hamas entered the parliament. Really, the woman participate in that. It's naturally to participate. The woman, we are chosen to be in parliament by electing from the middle of the Congress of the Women.
Do you support the continuation of having a guaranteed representation of women in the legislature?
Yes, and we are going to support to be more than the number that we have now.
How will you do that?
We are going to present a suppose to the parliament that it's enough to be 13 women on the list. You know, on the list, number one, two, three, a woman, you know. Then after that, every five men, one woman. We are going to add more on the list. Number one. Number two, we are going to be also on the districts, not only on the list.
So you think that you will succeed to get this to happen?
We are going to fight. We are going to fight. And I think we will get it. Yes. Because Hamas support the women. And you know that the most of the parliament is from Hamas.
Can you talk a little about the role of women in Hamas?
The women in Hamas play a great part role in the country. You know that our country suffered a lot. We work daily and nightly, visiting houses, visiting families, standing by them, supporting them spiritually or manually, and we educated them, we gave many lectures, we did many things to get the woman from the bad traditions, which are not from Islam, to teach her that Islam is not less, that she got out to work, to teach, to learn. She has to go out to stand by the man, because Islam asked us to be in the society, not to stay at home, because this staying is one of tradition, not from Islam. We want to arrive for our society the correct idea of Islam. So the successful of the success that we got is not come chancely. No, It's by a way, a hard work for different years we are doing.
So now that you are in the parliament, will you work with the women from other parties on certain issues?
Yeah. And from after the day of the election, we began to arrange sitting with them. We are meeting, we are discussing, from 1-2 days to another, we have a meet with all the colors of the women, and in order to put right a plan how to guide the present or the future women work in the parliament.
So one of the things that last night I spoke with Maha Nasser, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She is part of the leadership of the General Union of Palestinian Women, which is, of course, the PLO women's umbrella group. And she was suggesting that if it's necessary because of the situation with foreign aid, that the government, that the Palestinian government becomes closer to the government of Iran and some of the other Islamic countries, that that might result in some changes in laws that would result in less freedom for women. Do you think that that is likely to happen?
No. This is one of the wrong ideas about Hamas. We are not depending on one country. Any country try to help us, we will not say no. Iran, America, Britain, Germany, France, we are going to treat with all the countries, Islamic, Western, Southern, Northern, in order to stand by us now. For women who, as I told you, who are afraid, I ask them to wait and to see, and all their afraid will be gone, inshallah ta'ala. And we are not afraid of list of ides, because many countries now are promised to stand by us. And if some government stop providing us with ICE, the people of all the countries in America, in Britain, in France, will stand by us. And we are not afraid. We are not afraid. Because we are very sure when they see the doing of Hamas, they will find a good. And you will know now, from now, Hamas in the parliament is Palestine. You know, now we are in the parliament.
I understand.
Now we are a Palestinian, not Hamas, in order to help every member of Palestine.
Jamila Al-Shanti, thank you so much. Shukran Kathir for speaking to us today on International Women's Day here on KPFA 94.1 FM for the Women's Magazine. I'm Kate Raphael.
Thank you very much. Welcome to you. I'm happy to speak with you.